WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The star prosecution witness in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial spent his first day on the stand, as CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Michael Cohen testified that as his attorney, everything required Donald Trump's sign-off, saying Trump was involved with all aspects and cover-ups of alleged sexual encounters that could have upended his 2016 campaign. Once court was over, Trump again railed against the trial and the judge.
We have a corrupt judge, and we have a judge who's highly conflicted, and he's keeping me from campaigning.
Cohen's $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels is at the heart of the case. Prosecutors say Trump engaged in election fraud by classifying checks Cohen got as legal payments when they were really reimbursements. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Jury selection is underway in Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's federal corruption trial. CBS's Scott McFarlane is following that.
He's accused of using his powerful perch to do favors for others, those linked to Egyptian officials and two businessmen from New Jersey. But this time, he's accused of doing so in concert with his wife.
In Baltimore, crews used explosives to break down part of the collapsed Key Bridge that landed on the stuck container ship, where the crew still is.
Officials are hoping that they can refloat the container ship dolly once they confirm that the area surrounding that massive 890-foot container ship is clear. At that point, four tugboats will come in. It'll tow the container ship about 2.5 miles away to the Seagirt Marine Terminals.
CBS's Nicole Skanga. An unprovoked punching of actor Steve Buscemi as he walked a New York City street brings renewed attention to a wave of seemingly random attacks. More from CBS News correspondent Nikki Batiste.
The NYPD believes there are multiple people behind these punching attacks, and they don't all appear to be connected. So far, there have been at least four arrests. We reached out to the NYPD to ask if they're stepping up street patrols, but we haven't heard back.
The National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund held its annual candlelight vigil in the nation's capital. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said for law enforcement, no call is routine.
It takes an extraordinary type of person to answer that call, a brave, determined, heroic person.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Kyiv in an unannounced diplomatic mission to reassure Ukraine that it has American support against increasingly intense Russian attacks. Right now, a heavy attack on the second largest city, Kharkiv. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Canadian wildfire smoke is back. That's why skies were hazy over Wisconsin Monday. Air quality alerts were issued for several counties. The Department of Natural Resources says small particles may make air unhealthy for some people, especially the very young, the very old, and people with heart or lung conditions. Most rural voters favor economic policies that lower costs and raise incomes for the working class. Patrick Toomey helped conduct a new poll for Breakthrough Campaigns.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
The poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions, but think Republicans are doing more for working people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pirates clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game one of a three-game series at AmFam Field. Pittsburgh jumping out to an early lead. The Brewers came back with a dramatic grand slam home run in the eighth from Jake Bowers, but the Pirates held on to beat the Brewers 8-6. The Pirates starter, Mitch Keller, keeping the Brewers in check for six innings. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
I love our team, huh? Yeah, I love them. You know, the way they battle, that's just it's a sign of, you know, we did a lot of things not so good, but we had an opportunity to win the game. And obviously, you know, the Keller pitched. I think all the attention on the other two guys, I think He stepped up tonight. He pitched great, man. I've seen him do this before, but Keller was great. Ball was taken off. He was in total command. It's pretty special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The two teams go at it again Tuesday night with sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price here. The overnight, a partly cloudy sky. Lows by daybreak will be in the upper 40s, a northeast wind. On Tuesday, sunshine returns with highs in the lower 70s. Tuesday night, we'll see mostly clear skies. Winds will be light, lows in the upper 40s. It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, executive producer Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33. In hour number two, what would a second Trump term mean for your health care? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. The Donald Trump election stealing trial is continuing in New York City. I heard NPR this morning call it a hush money trial, too. It's not about hush money. It's about trying to interfere with the 2016 election, trying to prevent American people from knowing that Donald Trump had had sex with a porn star and a Playboy bunny. Prevent people from knowing that in the weeks before the election after the Access Hollywood tape came out. It's real simple. But, you know, NPR apparently didn't get the memo. Anyway, so that's going on. Michael Cohen is testifying, and he's just basically going through, you know, Trump told me to do this and told me to do that, and I've got this audio tape of this and all that kind of stuff. Looks like he's going to get nailed, Donald Trump is. There was some weird speculation. Michael Cohen was not looking at the jury in his first testimony. I'm hoping or guessing that the prosecutors had a talk with him about that during the break. I don't know what's going on with that. So, you know, we'll get to that and other news of the day. By the way, it's 175 days to the election today. 175 days. It's flying by. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, "Is Private Equity as Dangerous to Your Dog as Christy Noem?" Louise took our dogs in for their shots, you know, the rabies shots and stuff that the city requires. It was a few months ago. And there was this little dog running around the vet clinic, like he owned the place, you know, cute little dog. And she was like, so there's a dog on the loose. You know, is everything okay? And the people at the vet clinic said, yeah, somebody brought him in because he had a medical issue, and then they couldn't afford to pay the bill, so they just dumped him here. And so we're trying to find a home for him. But this I can't afford to pay the vet bill thing is becoming a big thing in the United States and has been over the last 3 years. You know, vet bills are just going up exponentially, and nobody's really certain why. Well, it turns out that there's a very simple reason why. 2020 was the year that private equity companies, these giant private equity companies, started buying up veterinary clinics and, you know, squeezing them dry. The revenue model for private equity is pretty straightforward. I'll just read you an example. This is from the New York Times, Brendan Ballew writing in the New York Times. It's actually an excerpt from the introduction to a book that he wrote, which I'll get to in a moment. But he says, consider the case of the Carlyle Group and the nursing home chain HCR Manor Care. In 2007, Carlyle, a private equity firm now with $373 billion in assets under management, bought HCR Manor Care for a little over $6 billion, most of which was borrowed money that Manor Care, not Carlyle, would have to pay back. As the new owner, Carlyle sold nearly all of Manor Care's real estate and quickly recovered its initial investment. So Carlyle Group now has all of their $6 billion back, and they still own this company, right? This meant, however, that Manor Care was forced to pay nearly $500 million a year in rent to occupy buildings that it once owned. Carlyle also extracted over $80 million in transaction and advisory fees from the company it had just bought, draining ManorCare of money. ManorCare soon instituted various cost-cutting programs and laid off hundreds of workers. Health code violations spiked. People suffered. The daughter of one resident told the Washington Post that my mom would call us every day crying when she was in there, and it was dirty like a rundown motel, roaches and ants all over the place. In 2018, ManorCare filed for bankruptcy with over $7 billion in debt, but that was, in a sense, immaterial to Carlyle, which had already recovered the money it invested and made millions more in fees. That's how it works. They basically buy companies with borrowed money that the company has to pay back, not the private equity company. I mean, this is just an insane scam. And the company now has to pay back the money, and the private equity group ends up, you know, owning the assets. I saw this up close and personal when Mitt Romney's Bain Capital bought out Clear Channel. I was broadcasting my show. In fact, Sean was producing it out of KPOJ studios here in Portland. And that was one of 54 radio stations around the country that was leased by Air America from Clear Channel. So Mitt Romney's company, Bain Capital, comes in and buys Clear Channel and then immediately loads the company up with debt so that Clear Channel could give back to Bain Capital the cost of buying the company. And then on top of that, they start saying, okay, Clear Channel, now you've got to pay back the debt. That, you know, this loan, the money from which was just given to Bain Capital, to Mitt Romney. And so Clear Channel, you know, we had, I'm guessing there were 30 some odd people working in that five station pod, would you say? That's probably about right, Sean. And there were about a dozen people working in the newsroom, more or less. And, you know, within a year, as I recall, of the time that Bain bought Clear Channel, three quarters of those people were fired or laid off. They were just gone. The newsroom was down to just a couple of people. It was just a skeleton crew. The music stations had all their DJs were fired. They were down to voice tracking. They were playing pre-recorded DJs introducing computer generated songs or computer played songs. And I mean it was just, you know, and finally Clear Channel buckled under the debt load. They reinvented themselves as iHeartMedia. That didn't work, so then they declared a $10 billion bankruptcy. Mitt Romney put millions into his money bin while shutting down Air America stations just in time for the 2016 election that he was running in. And, you know, it's not just radio stations. Private equity is doing this to mobile home parks. They're doing it to healthcare in our prisons. They're doing it to hospital emergency rooms. They're doing it with apartment buildings. They're doing it with single-family homes. And now they're doing it with veterinary offices. And the consequences can be deadly. I mean, one study estimates that over 20,000 premature deaths happened because private equity was buying up nursing homes and, you know, cutting care and facility upkeep. Now, how does this happen? How is it even legal that all this happens? Well, it all goes back to five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court legalizing political bribery. So the private equity barons have basically written their own legislation. And they give that legislation to Republicans. Republicans pass it through Congress. The industry was birthed in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan essentially deregulated the investment and banking industries. And then, you know, as I said, they bought legislation. They even got their own tax code, this thing called carried interest. The carried interest loophole pretty much only applies to private equity companies. So if you're a private equity guy, you know, like Steve Schwarzman, who took about $800 million in compensation last year and $1.2 billion the year before that, you know, you're paying bupkis in federal taxes. You're paying virtually nothing. Whereas, you know, your average lawyer or doctor, you know, professional is making a couple hundred grand a year. They're paying 40%. It's nuts. Mr. Ballou, who wrote this book, Plunder, Private Equity's Plan to Pillage America, writes, consider the following. Now, these are all the companies that private equity bought up and then just basically sucked dry and killed. J. Crew, Neiman Marcus, Toys R Us, Sears, 24 Hour Fitness, Aeropostale, American Apparel, Brookstone, Charlotte Russ, Claire's David's Bridal, Deadspin, Fairway, Gymboree, Hertz, KB Toys, Linen and Things, Mervyn's, Mattress Firm, Musicland, Nine West, Payless Shoe Source, Radio Shack, Shopko, Sports Authority, Rockport, True Religion, and Wix Furniture. He says the list goes on. All these companies went bankrupt after private equity firms bought them. Some were restructured, often by firing workers or abandoning retirees' pension obligations. Many simply no longer exist. And so, as I noted, there's this Stop Wall Street Looting Act that was put forward in the Senate by Elizabeth Warren, Tammy Baldwin, and Sherrod Brown, and is sponsored in the House by Mark Pocan and Pramila Jayapal. And this would do an awful lot to stop this abusive system. Right now, according to some reports, some studies, about one out of five, one-fifth, 20% of the entire American economy is now controlled by private equity, which is breathtaking when you consider it. Remember that old Dr. West's medicine show back in 1966, that old song, "You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago." You know, they say if he's still hungry, he may eat your city too. If he gets hungry, the whole damn country's doomed. Well, that's private equity. It's the eggplant that ate Chicago, and now it's coming for the rest of us. So just wanted to put that on your radar screen. This is something that, you know, I don't think anything's going to get done about this year because Republicans control the House of Representatives, and Republicans are huge recipients of private equity money. Over $900 million in private equity money has been given in lobbying, has been, you know, poured into political coffers since the Reagan era. It's pretty mind-boggling, but that's how they do it. That's how they do it. But we need to get ready.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Just in case a new progressive era begins next year after this coming fall's election. Stay with us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally understand why some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Just a quick summary of some of the stuff going on in the world today. A Trump-appointed judge. You know, Joe Biden, President Biden, what was it, about a month ago, announced that he was signing an executive order forbidding credit card companies from charging more than $8 if you are late in making your payment. Sometimes these late fees are $30, $50, whatever, you know, whatever they can get away with. Well, now a right-wing judge, his name is Mark Pittman, down in the Northern District of Texas, U.S. District Judge, one judge, one right-wing crank, Trump appointee, Federalist Society judge, has shut down the entire federal program to forbid banks from screwing us. So now, Liz Zelnick, the director of Economic Security and Corporate Power Program at Accountable.us, says in their latest in a stack of lawsuits designed to pad record corporate profits at the expense of everyone else, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that's who filed the lawsuit, got its way, ensuring families get price gouged a little longer with credit card late fees as high as $41. This was part of Biden's commitment to crack down on junk fees. The rule was passed on March 5th. The article here by Olivia Roseanne in CommonDreams.org notes the executives at Bank America, Capital One, Citibank, and J.P. Morgan Chase sit on the boards of the groups behind the lawsuit, according to the Washington Post. As Senator Elizabeth Warren wrote on social media Saturday, banks make billions in profits charging excessive late fees, number one. Number two, Donald Trump may owe over $100 million from double dipping. He built this building, a 92-story skyscraper on the Chicago River in Chicago. It was the last construction project that Trump did, although he's now in the middle of a $5 billion construction project in Oman for a Trump Tower. But in any case, he wrote off in 2008. He said that the condo hotel tower met the tax code definition of worthless. It was a complete loss. And he claimed a $651 million tax deduction that year, saying he lost that much money on it. And then in 2010, he sold that building to himself. He sold it from one shell company he owned and put it into another shell company he owned. Well, now that it's a new shell company, he said, oh, we've got another worthless, a brand new worthless property, and we can take a brand new tax deduction. And he claimed another $168 million tax deduction. Well, you can't do that. That's called tax fraud. Now, here's what I think is interesting. Hunter Biden was late paying $1.2 million in federal income taxes. When he was notified of this by the Internal Revenue Service, he coughed up the money. He came up with the money and he paid his taxes. Nonetheless, Merrick Garland appointed this right-wing, Trump-loving crank lawyer who went after him, and he is now looking at going to prison for paying his taxes late. Yes, you can go to prison for that. Typically, you don't if you pay your taxes, you know, if you pay up. And he paid up, you know, I mean, within a couple of, within a year or two. So, I believe, maybe three. So, why is it that Trump does this to the tune of $168 million and he doesn't go to jail, but Hunter Biden does? I think it's time for Merrick Garland to appoint a new prosecutor, you know, who would look into some of Trump's tax fraud crimes. I mean, you know, it's he's got the Supreme Court shutting down his January 6th crimes. He's got Eileen Luce Cannon down in Florida shutting down his espionage case crimes. He's got the political, the Republican political power infrastructure down in Georgia trying to disqualify Fannie Willis from conducting that trial. Basically, the only guy who's been able to lay a hand on him so far has been Alvin Bragg. God bless Alvin Bragg. But, you know, what's the deal here? Why is Hunter Biden going to jail and Donald Trump isn't? We're in a break, Sean. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right... Oh, there it is. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
CBS News Brief. Lead prosecution witness Michael Cohen took the stand and said former President Donald Trump directed his actions in hush money payments. CBS's Robert Costa.
He always says, don't make it about Michael Cohen. Make it about the documentation, the checks that were signed by Trump and other papers he has. And we'll see if the jury listens to that point.
CBS News White House reporter Willie James Inman tells us the Biden administration will announce new tariffs on Chinese imports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the Biden administration has expressed concern about China's unfair trade practices that could harm American workers and businesses.
Sullivan also said the U.S. wants to see Hamas defeated, but a major attack by Israel in Rafah would be a mistake.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expected to rule on whether unstaffed ballot drop boxes will be allowed in Wisconsin this year. 2 years ago, the court's former conservative majority ruled nothing in state law allows for absentee drop boxes anywhere other than local clerks' offices. Justices heard oral arguments Monday. Microsoft's president says the infrastructure in Racine County met for Foxconn played a role in its decision to invest $3 billion in a new AI data center.
No doubt, we are the beneficiaries of that earlier effort. You know, the land that was initially acquired that we're now able to buy, even the electrical infrastructure.
Brad Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front after President Biden's visit last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Ed Harris will direct a script he adapted called The Plowman from the novel of the same name. Variety reports that Harris will direct a cast consisting of Owen McTeague, current star of The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Bill Murray, and Nick Nolte. The film is described as a neo-noir crime thriller. This is Harris's third time behind the camera, and production will start this coming fall in Montana. Neo-noirs aren't typically box office darlings, but man, are they cool. If you thought you didn't like Yellowstone before, just wait till they put out a new show based on the Rip and Beth characters. Cole Hauser, who plays Rip, hinted during a recent interview with Country Living that show creator Taylor Sheridan might have a spinoff in the works. The rumors give avid fans something to look forward to, as Yellowstone will most likely end this fall. There are also rumors that Matthew McConaughey will star in a Yellowstone spinoff. Probably should have opened with that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Here in the overnight, a partly cloudy sky. Lows by daybreak will be in the upper 40s, a northeast wind. On Tuesday, sunshine returns with highs in the lower 70s. Tuesday night, we'll see mostly clear skies. Winds will be light, lows in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 55.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamirius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of Civic Media's The Maggie Dawn Show, Maggie Dawn, and Bigfoot tracker and enthusiast, Mike Desitel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Violate the gag order. And then J.D. Vance goes out to talk to the press, and he attacks the judge's daughter. So Trump has got, and he's got Tommy Tuberville there. The J.D. Vance and Tommy Tuberville, they're getting a crash course in what it means to be a sycophant. Right, what it means to be a Trump toady, what it means to suck up to Trump all the time, because that's the story that Michael Cohen is telling, how for 10 years that's what he did. He was Trump's, you know, guy, fixer, whatever you want to call it. And so J.D. Vance and Tommy Tuberville are there in the courtroom today learning how to suck up to Donald Trump even more effectively than they already do, which is pretty amazing. Meanwhile, Katie Britt. Remember Katie Britt? She did the Republican rebuttal to the State of the Union with the little girl voice from her kitchen. I'm not even going to try and imitate it, but it was pretty pathetic. And she was widely panned for it. Well, she is, by the way, she's the senator from Alabama, the Republican senator from Alabama. So in the run-up to Mother's Day, she rolled out a new piece of legislation. She called it the More Opportunities for Moms to Succeed Act, the MOMS Act, the Moms Act. And she was joined in introducing it by Senators Marco Rubio, Kevin Cramer, Roger Marshall, Steve Daines, Cindy Hyde-Smith, Jerry Moran, Tom Tillis, Eric Schmidt, Chuck Grassley, Mike Rounds, Roger Wicker, and Jim Lankford. Not a single Democrat. Why? Because the bill sets up a national registry of pregnant women. Oh, you're pregnant. Well, let me put your name in this national federal database. So if you live in a red state and you leave that state to get an abortion, we'll know and we can prosecute you. Incredible. Also, the bill would provide federal money to so-called crisis pregnancy centers, which are, you know, typically church-aligned organizations that lie to women about, you know, the consequences of getting an abortion and try and talk them out of getting an abortion. So, you know, crazy stuff. Speaking of crazy stuff, this is our crazy alert for the day. Christy Noem in her book, another one. This is, I mean, you know, this. She didn't meet Kim Jong-un. She did shoot her dog. By the way, over the weekend, I suddenly remembered, you know, sometimes memories just pop. I suddenly remembered being 6 or 7 years old and going to see the movie Old Yeller. Remember that movie? Where in the end, the dog gets rabies and they have to shoot him? And I cried for a week after that movie. I mean, I couldn't sleep after watching Old Yeller. I think that's probably why so many people, particularly boomers, but, you know, I mean, everybody loves dogs, but, you know, particularly people who saw the Old Yeller movie were just horrified when Christy Noem, you know, when she admitted, when she bragged that she shot her dog, her puppy, in a gravel pit. But anyhow, another one of the things in her book, she says that she was scheduled to have a meeting with Emmanuel Macron while she was in Paris. And she writes, while in Paris, I was slated to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron. However, the day before we were to meet, he made what I considered to be a very pro-Hamas, anti-Israel comment to the press, so I decided to cancel. Right. In fact, her press person told NBC News, quote, the governor was invited to sit in President Macron's box for the Armistice Day parade at the Arc de Triomphe. This was on November 16th, back in the day. Well, now the officials at the Elysee Palace, the seat of government, of French government, are saying, huh? This woman never had a meeting with Macron. Nothing was ever scheduled. We know nothing about this. Christy Noem is so toast. I mean, she is just toast. All right, so what's on your mind today? Bill in South Jersey, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Greetings. So I'm calling you regarding a couple of things. One, I got an email from my congressman, who is Congressman Jeff Van Drew in South Jersey. And he was on the beach on Saturday in Wildwood, New Jersey with Donald Trump. And sadly, 80,000 people.
It wasn't 80,000. That was the number that the Trump people put out. It was a number that was initially put out by a local official who was a Trump humper. It looks like the crowd size was probably closer to 5,000 or 6,000 people. But keep going.
Okay. I didn't go there. I'm in South Jersey, but I chose not to show up and be there. I did see some video of it or pictures, but nonetheless.
There was a lot of people. Van Drew, I'll give him that. It wasn't 80,000, though. 80,000 is the Super Bowl. It wasn't anything close to that.
You're right. That's stadium full. But Andrew came out with a resolution, apparently, this morning. That's what caused me to even call his office, condemning Joe Biden for wanting to deny Israel bombs that they want to continue their war in Rafah and throughout Gaza.
Right.
I called his office and spoke to his aide, who answered the phone. And I said, I want to know, what is Jeff Van Drew doing to protect Palestinians in Gaza? The Palestinian women and children, mothers and fathers, are being killed in huge numbers, almost 35,000 people dead. And I said, I don't support Hamas by any means. I was out on October the 9th with a few, like 10 friends, to protest what had happened on October 7th in Israel. It was evil, it was wrong, and it was a terrorist action. But Hamas is not a nation state, whereas Israel is a nation state, a nuclear nation state. And I said, you know, we're committing, allowing Israel and Ben Netanyahu to commit horrendous violence on the people of Palestine. And I just think I want my congressman to condemn that behavior as well. So I left it with that. There was no way of him giving me a good answer to it all, but I just wanted to share that I did make that phone call to my congressman. It's one way today that I could act. And I've been an activist most of my life. I've been out on the street trying to do good, to kind of create options for people to think about. And I talked to you before about going. Tomorrow we will be at Fox News in New York. I won't be able to be there myself because of some health things, but folks will be there at 10 o'clock in the morning, standing in front of Fox News headquarters, 6th Avenue and 47th Street, to protest against Fox's behavior supporting Trump.
Wow.
So
good on you, Bill. Good on you.
Yeah. And I think when you get phone calls from people, I'm just suggesting, when they start complaining about something, just say, well, what do you do?
Yeah, exactly. That's my late colleague Joe Madison's whole question is, what are you going to do about it?
Yes, exactly. So yeah. I appreciate your words, your thoughts, and I'm glad I got a chance to speak to you. And we'll keep trying to keep the peace and make better the world we're in.
There you go. Bill, thank you so much, and good on you. Keep up the great work. Great talking to you. Thank you.
All right. Yep.
Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Oh, just touching on your rant on private equity infiltrating every aspect of our lives. As a pet owner, I remember a dozen plus years ago, blood work for my dogs and cats would cost me $70. Now it's $250 to $350 for a chemical panel, depending on, you know, where I take them.
Right.
That's outrageous. And on nursing homes, an area I'm very familiar with, you know, most of the nursing homes in our country were developed under Lyndon Johnson's poverty programs, you know, when the many housing programs were also underway.
As a consequence of Medicaid, actually.
Yes, that was the reimbursement model, but the actual construction and ownership of these buildings was a subsidized program that allowed many independent entities to build a nursing home, operate it with Medicaid finance, you know, reimbursements for the providers and the staff. And with private equity coming in, all of these buildings that have been sucked up in my metropolitan area no longer own their properties. One director I pigeonholed did confess to me that he was paying over $100,000 rent on the ground for the building that had previously been owned entirely by the little entity that was that nursing home.
Right.
And the only, I don't know in business, you know, what percentage of your income can be your, you know, rent payment, But I do know in nursing care, the only variable that you have is your labor. And that's where they squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. And this is why, you know, you keep seeing all these statistics that morbidity is going up in long-term care and skilled nursing.
Yep.
Just a little aside, there's not one nonprofit, you know, totally owned nursing home left in my metropolitan valley, which is the Boise area, from the Oregon border over to the Air Force Base in Mountain Home. Not one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this is, you know, I call this the cancer stage of capitalism, Susan. This is capitalism run amok, and we very much need to do something about it. Susan, thanks for the anecdotes. Thank you for the stories. I appreciate it. It's nice to hear from you, too. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, speaking truth to power. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls in just a second. Stay tuned. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag you're it. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Good, ma'am. Thank you. When someone is incapable of facing truth for themselves and they get elected to public office where they have to be relying on awareness from other people bringing them information, there is this aspect of rationale that if somebody cannot even face truth in themselves, they are a clear and present danger.
Yeah. You're speaking of Mr. Trump, I'm assuming.
Simple as that. I'm sorry, please say it again.
I said you're speaking of Mr. Trump, I assume.
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is a relationship with information that is solely based on I want what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And the achievement of that goal,
yeah,
whatever it happens to be.
And he's entitled to it. And if he doesn't get it, he's going to throw a tantrum and he's going to hurt somebody.
So important. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
That's the point of his inability to face something that would somehow be a hardship.
Yeah. No, his niece has documented this well. Rich, thank you very much for the call. Spot on. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good morning. I completely agree with Elizabeth Warren, et cetera. We want to pass that bill to prohibit excessive credit card charges. You know, one time I misread the statement. It was a couple of bucks short, and they wanted to charge me $35 for being a couple of dollars short, but I, got them to reverse the charge, but that's outrageous.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Yeah, you got to, look at your statements and all the information is in fine print. So I completely agree. That's excessive charges for, piddling amounts.
Yeah, she estimated that, I'm trying to find my paper here. Here it is right here. That collectively, oh, wow, this is amazing. All the judges in the Fifth Circuit have invested $745,000 in credit card companies, number one. But the amount, it's $27 million a day, $10 billion a year that U.S. consumers pay in junk fees on credit cards, in these late fees. It's incredible.
Exactly, yeah, it's incredible. Outrageous.
Yeah. George, thank you. Thanks for the call. It's nice to hear from you.
Enjoy you and keep up the good work.
Thank you, George. I'll do my very best. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, I probably call myself a liberal, but I need to ask you this because I think I have a little bit of a blind spot on progressives, okay? And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I noticed something. She was attacking Fox News, and she was also using this trope, if you will, or not really trope, but a meme maybe. I don't know. She was saying that the Biden administration are causing deaths in Ukraine. They're causing Ukrainian deaths because there's no evidence that Vladimir Putin wants to attack anywhere else in Europe or even the rest of the Ukraine. He just wants those Russian-speaking ones, right?
Yeah, right.
And I heard Trump himself actually, he was almost booed. The only two times I've ever seen Trump almost booed. One was when he bragged about the vaccine warp speed thing. The other was when he said, just the other day, he said that, you know, we need to let Israel finish the job in Gaza, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there wondering, is there really an audience for that? Because, look, here's the truth. Here is the truth. God, you cannot defeat Hamas or any terrorist organization by eliminating the population. You just can't. I mean, if that's your goal, you are going
right.
to lose.
So what's the question you had, Dave?
Well, my question is this. Basically, is this proposal that we should just, that Marjorie Taylor Greene seems to be running with, that we should just worry about, you know, everything in America and our borders.
And Israel.
All right? And, we're hermetically sealed or something in America, right? We're immune. Right,
so
we're
what's
immune
your question,
from anything
Dave?
That happens. Yeah. Do you think there's an audience? Do you think Marjorie Taylor Greene could end up, you know, commanding, maybe a presidential candidacy?
No, I don't think so. I do think, though, that she will get reelected because she's, you know, she's reflecting the sentiments of an awful lot of right wingers. And there's an enormous amount of Russian social media support for her going on right now. And they're not going to let go of her. Dave, thanks for the call. Carol in Nitro, West Virginia. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Tom, I've got two quick comments to make about calls that you've had. Mm-hmm. First of all is the lady that was talking about the high price of the dog food mm-hmm. and veterinary costs. That is having a really bad effect on the stray animal population. I don't think this is just a West Virginia problem either, although it's extremely bad where I live.
You mean people can't afford to feed their dogs, so they're dumping them?
That's exactly what's going on. There are a lot of dogs being dumped in our area, and the shelters are full. They can't accept anymore. Wow. So people are just dumping their animals, and the vet prices are so high that people can't afford them. There are some programs for spay and neuter, but they still have a high amount to pay. It just doesn't go far enough. So that's the really sad side of the high prices. I know, I recently had my dog put to sleep. He was ill and old. But I know within a year, his dog food went up $10 a bag.
Wow.
So just been such increases in animal food that people are just not affording their pets.
We always used to just mix a little bit of dog food with table scraps and feed it to our dogs.
Yes, I think some people do that, but even the cheaper types of dog food for some families here are just, too much.
Yeah.
And then I also want to mention with your segment with Pramila Jayapal, someone asked her what the progressives were doing for Zach Shrewsbury in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, a group that you're working with, Progressive Democrats of America, they have endorsed Zach and... We've been making quite a few calls for Zach.
Great.
I personally have been making calls for Zach in West Virginia.
Carol, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but thank you so much for doing that. That's great.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Todd Albaugh,
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we revisit the old Trumpster's tax returns and find out what the Chicago Trump Tower could tell us about election 2024. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.